monitoring buffer status. In theory of constraints environments, buffers are established to prevent variability from disrupting flows and throughput. Buffers should be monitored by the planner. Often buffers have calculated green, yellow, and red status codes, like a traffic light. Green means that most of the buffer remains, yellow means that much of the buffer has been consumed by variability, and red means that most of the buffer has been consumed. For example, a buffer such as finished goods safety stock may become depleted by an unexpectedly large customer order. Regular monitoring of buffer status in this or another way can help with prioritizing production orders and can trigger replanning as required. The planner would need to ensure that these buffers are refreshed in a way that does not deprioritize actual customer requirements. This might be done by building up safety stocks and production buffers more slowly than the system might recommend. Abnormality control is a concept from Lean that can apply to production monitoring in any environment. The concept is that when things are going smoothly, there is little need for correction. But the planners need to frequently check the status of operations so they can spring into action to correct course before the course gets too far astray. The faster the throughput of the operations, the more frequent the checking and response needs to be. It is also important for materials requirements planning, RP, planners to monitor the effectiveness of buffers in general. Buffers are a means to an end, and if those ends are not being achieved, it is time to revise the buffers. Another way to be proactive is to stay on top of communications with operators and on top of training, especially for new staff. A properly trained planner can detect problems with buffers or other planning parameters and determine the best adjustment to make. Investing in training and better communication are key ways to reduce some RP system nervousness.